I think 15 years ago, people really considered cyber a niche concern. So if you had a good IT group, you could kind of outsource it and never think about it again. And then I think about 5 years ago, people started to hear the Chicken Little warnings about the sky falling. And so you heard about it's not a matter of if you'll be breached, but when you'll be breached. You heard that there are only two types of companies, those that know they've been breached and those that don't yet know they've been breached. And I think there was some whiplash there. And it really, I think, with the sky is falling predictions, people wanted to bury their heads in the sand. And really, we're just kind of crossing their fingers and saying a prayer and lighting a candle and hoping that they didn't have to deal with a cyber attack on their watch. I'm here today to tell you that good cyber hygiene works, so all hope is not lost, and also that you, particularly as lawyers, need to be paying attention to cyber because you have ethical obligations to do so. So ABA Model Rule 1.6 addresses confidentiality of information and provides that a lawyer has to make reasonable efforts to prevent unauthorized access to information relating to a client. Reasonable efforts are determined by the sensitivity of the information, and to the extent that you are working in the mortgage space, the information that you have is very sensitive. We'll get to that. But sensitivity of the information, the more sensitive the information, the more protection you need to put around it. Likelihood of disclosure if additional safeguards are not employed. So here, if information is valuable, there is a greater likelihood that it will be compromised or accessed if you do not provide safeguards for it.